by your word and Holy Spirit, that in your light you may see your light,
just
in your truth find freedom, and in your will discover your peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Our scripture today is actually Mark 12, 28 through 44, which is found on page 1575 in your Bible. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked them, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." "Well said, teacher," the man replied. "You are right in saying that God is one, and there is no other but him. To love God with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is the most more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And from then on, no one dared ask him any more questions. While Jesus was teaching in the temple courts, he asked, "How is it that the teachers of the law say that the Christ is the son of David? David himself, speaking by the Holy Spirit, declared, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put my enemies under your feet.' David called himself Lord. How can you be his son?" The large crowd listened with delight. As he taught, Jesus said, "Watch out for the teachers of the law. They like to walk around in flowing robes and be greeted in the marketplaces, and have the most important seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for a show make lengthy prayers. Such men will be punished most severely." Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, only a fraction of a penny. Calling disciples, he said to them, "I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she gave out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm
worship celebration, we read the Great Commandment. Pastor Stevie just read it. After we share the passing of the peace with one another, but before we begin the reading of our word, we stop what we are doing, and we say, "You are to love your God, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your strength. You are also to love your neighbors as yourself." We are told this is the first commandment, the most important. It is so important to who we are and what we are supposed to be about that it is the center of our worship. On different weeks, we sing different songs, we preach on different biblical texts, but this one element of our worship does not change. We are to love. When that's read, I usually feel initially a sense of peace. For all the complicated rules that came with my childhood understanding of Christianity, this is so simple. This is so clear. To follow Christ, to be a follower of Christ, is to love. More accurately, it's trying to love God, ourselves, and our neighbor. All the words, all the songs, all the sermons purified down to this core idea of love. When I hear it read, I feel really grateful that for someone that can make things so complicated, this is so simple. We are love. Oftentimes, though, that feeling of gratitude for this clear directive is interrupted with a feeling of anxiety. How am I to love? I get the concept in theory, but how is this supposed to look in my actual life? If I was somehow able to completely live up to the fullness of this idea, of this commandment, what it really means, what would that look like? I think that love in action includes kindness and generosity, but that is not all. In the telling of the sharing of the great commandment in Mark, we see Jesus denouncing the scribes and lifting up the widow who gave her offering. Jesus tells us not to be like the scribes who pray long prayers in the temple. He then lauds the widow who had little but put what she had. Jesus here is telling us something about how to love. We are not to do things that look generous, kind, and loving, but things that are truly kind, generous, and authentic. Jesus cares for not what it is, not what it looks like, but what it actually is. The widow's act is truly loving. From the outside, she might have not have looked that generous, but her heart was loving despite outside appearances. So how are we to love? We are to be authentic. Showing our love may not look impressive if it's judged from the outside, but God knows our heart and God knows our motives. Every day, we have so many chances to be more or less of ourselves. When we talk with people, when we share how we feel, or we respond to someone's experience, we have a million opportunities to share more of ourselves and to be more real, and we have a million opportunities to hold back. Sometimes it's hard to say the thing that feels like what we need to say to someone when they speak with us. Sometimes that's really tough. What if it feels like something they need to hear and that's difficult for us to say? What is more loving? To really listen to someone and to tell them what's not easy to hear? What is more loving than to really answer someone when they ask you how you are? What's more loving, to put a bunch of money in the plate in order to look really generous, or to truly give generously from where you're at? Being ourselves is a tall order, but really it's what we have to offer the world. The widow could have stayed home, embarrassed that she didn't have much money to contribute, but she didn't. She gave generously from what she had, from her pocketbook and her heart. She didn't let fear or public perception stop her from showing her love. One of my favorite times in our service is the time when people share prayer requests. When people raise their hands and share what's truly going on with them, the good and the not so good. This is really showing love. It's trusting this community to be able to carry one another. It's risking vulnerability and giving from our true selves. Many times those prayer requests inspire me to be more vulnerable, more real. Sometimes those prayer requests give me the courage to keep going with something that feels impossible to me. If that person can go through that and come here week after week and share with us and ask us to pray with them, then I can go through that thing that feels really difficult for me. Showing love can mean holding our tongues when we want to lash out at someone, but it's not appropriate. Being loving can mean sharing our resources, but at its core, showing love is giving something of ourselves. We can only truly share ourselves from a place of authenticity. Sharing ourselves from a place of fakeness is a false gift. This week I was talking with a friend who had been struggling with whether or not to have children. She was around that age where you kind of have to decide if maybe you're gonna have children or not have children. And she had been thinking that she did not feel led to be a parent. This had been a tough decision for her because she had a number of people in her life that felt like maybe she should have children, or at least felt like that was something she should think about. She told me that she was at a party last week when someone asked her about kids in that perfunctory way that people often do, and she said, honestly, not defensively, but just truthfully, that she felt like she was called to do some other things in life, and being a parent wasn't one of them. Someone else came up to her later and said, you know, I really appreciated that you shared that. That person was a parent, they had children. They just said that they appreciated that honesty because it made them feel like they could be more honest. If they could share that there was more space for everybody to share what was really going on with them. When she told me the story, I felt like she just seemed a little bit freer, a little more open, a little more able to be herself because she was talking about things the way they really were. There was a new lightness about her. To me, that's love. When we take the risk of being our whole selves with other people, even if we're not sure whether they'll like that whole selves, we open up the opportunity within ourselves to be more loving. I think love can look like a lot of different things, but most importantly, love must come from a genuine place. Thank goodness God knows our hearts and is able to see what we intend, not just what we do. Amen.
Amen.